Good afternoon, and welcome to another edition of Three Tune Tuesday. I am your host, Bonaparte, and this is my opportunity to whisk you away to a time when wind-up phonographs were the height of technology, and the art of recording music was still a wonder of acoustics. Today is Tuesday, April the 9th, and you have found your way to my digital abode, a quaint cottage nestled in the sprawling digital countryside, where all are welcome. Please step inside and make yourself comfortable. Envision yourself settling into a large, plush Victorian chair, the kind that envelops you in comfort with an old-fashioned stand-up radio beside you. Close your eyes, and let's go back in time. Today we are embarking on a journey woven through with threads of history and serendipity, a celebration of milestones and the magic of the unexpected. Our theme dances around the anniversaries that remind us of humanity's relentless pursuit of excellence and the celestial spectacles that leave us in awe, along with a whimsical nod to the joy of musical discovery completely by chance. So pour yourself a coffee, a skeleton brew coffee, of course, and let the outside world fade into the background and prepare your soul for a voyage through time and melody. With each note, we connect not just to the composers and performers of old, but to the very essence of our shared human experience. Tonight, our chronicle unfolds with stories of athletic valor, the mystical allure of the cosmos, and a serendipitous serenade. Each selection not only entertains, but invites us to reflect on the broader tapestry of our history and the unforeseen paths of our journeys. This past week marked a very special anniversary, the birth of the modern Olympic Games. In 1896, Athens, Greece, the very birthplace of the ancient Olympiads, hosted the revival of these games. Athletes from across the globe, including only 14 nations as opposed to what we see today, came together to rekindle the spirit of competition and unity that had been dormant for centuries. The games provided a stage not just for athletic prowess, but for the potential of nations to set aside rivalries in the pursuit of sporting excellence. It was this spirit of international competition that was particularly significant at a time when nationalism was on the rise. The inaugural games were a modest affair compared to the global spectacle they've become today, but they did lay the groundwork for a tradition that continues to inspire athletes and the world at large. Now, the needle will shortly find its groove, and the room will soon fill with the opening strains of Olympiada, Olympic, by the Czechoslovakia National Band. And as it does, we'll be transported back to an era of burgeoning national pride and international camaraderie. The piece is more than a melody. It serves as a testament to the unifying power of the Olympic Games itself, an event that, theoretically, transcends borders and politics and cultural differences to really celebrate the pinnacle of human athleticism and noble competition. The Olympic Games have always intended to stand as a beacon of hope and unity, demonstrating that even in times of division, there exists a universal language in the pursuit of excellence and the shared thrill of competition. This event, where the world should pause its conflicts to gather in peace, embodies that ideal above all, where we are a single global community with more similarities than differences. In the context of Olympiada, performed by the Czechoslovakia National Band, the song takes on additional layers of meaning. This ensemble hailed from the newly formed Czechoslovakia in the aftermath of World War I, and it represented not just a country asserting its cultural identity on the world stage, but also the embodiment of resilience and unity emerging from the ashes of conflict. Now, Czechoslovakia is now two nations today, Czechia and Slovakia. But when they were established in 1918 as Czechoslovakia, it was a beacon of hope for a lot of people that really did demonstrate the possibilities of peace and self-determination. The band's performance of Olympiada is imbued with a sense of national pride and joyous celebration of the country's athletes, who competed under their new flag, symbolizing not just participation in sports, but the assertion of Czechoslovakia's place in the international community. It's a musical celebration of both individual achievement and the collective spirit of a nation, rallying together in support of their representatives on the world stage. You know, it's with this in mind that Olympiada resonates as more than just a song. It's a historic echo of a time when the world was really redefining itself, seeking paths toward peace and unity. Through the Czechoslovakian National Band's spirited performance, we're reminded of the power of sports and music both. Both are truly universal languages, to transcend boundaries and bring people together in celebration. So as we listen to the vibrant melodies and rich harmonies, let's reflect on the enduring legacy of the Olympic Games and all global sports where athletes come together in peaceful competition, and the remarkable journey of nations like Czechoslovakia, which through adversity found unity and pride on the global stage. Now we're going to momentarily pause our journeys through the melodies of yesteryear, and as we do, allow me to introduce you to a delight that warms the soul and enlivens the spirit, and that is Skeleton Brew Coffee. Just as our cherished tunes evoke the essence of a bygone era, so does a copy of Skeleton Brew, as it awakens memories of a time when coffee was an art, crafted with passion and savored in good company. Born from the finest beans and handpicked in the misty highlands where time stands still and coffee is grown carefully, Skeleton Brew embodies the craftsmanship of traditional roasting methods refined through generations. Each sip transports you to a cozy cafe where the air is thick with anticipation for the night's jazz and the clink of porcelain mingles with laughter and lively chatter. So whether you're enjoying the quiet prelude of dawn or seeking inspiration in the twilight hours, Skeleton Brew is your companion in savoring the moment, reminding us that some pleasures, much like our favorite tunes, are timeless. So as we resume our musical odyssey, let Skeleton Brew Coffee be the fuel to your fire of creativity and nostalgia. It's available now for those who cherish the richness of history in every drop at skeletonbrew.coffee. Last week, yesterday in fact, April the 8th, brought an awe-inspiring spectacle to the heavens, a total solar eclipse. In a world before instant global communication and the 24-hour news cycle, now think about that, back a couple of hundred years and more, such celestial events would have been experienced very differently. It's easy to imagine rural communities gathering on hilltops and anticipating something as the sunlight began to dim. Children would have been wide-eyed and probably afraid. They would have clung to their parents as the familiar daytime sky began to transform into an eerie twilight. Eclipses hold a peculiar spot in our history, inspiring today's scientific observation as well as tales of superstition. They were seen as portents of bad omens or harbingers of change, and understanding these celestial phenomena was a driving force behind early astronomy. Solar eclipses are those rare moments when the moon dances between the earth and the sun, casting a shadow that briefly envelops our world in daytime darkness. It's long been a source of myth and inspiration. To our ancestors, they were divine omens. To us, they remain a powerful reminder of our place in the cosmos. It is this intersection of science and mystique, of light and shadow, that our next song really masterfully sits. The Eclipse Medley by Pietro conjures an auditory landscape as captivating as the eclipse itself. His accordion medley is a tapestry of melodies that ebb and flow like the celestial mechanics governing the heavens. With each note, we're invited to envision the gradual obscuration of the sun, the cooling of the air, and the eerie calm that descends upon the world. It's a piece that does not just recount the physical experience of an eclipse, but delves deeper into the emotional resonance such a spectacle evokes. Wonder and introspection, and a poignant sense of transience. In Eclipse Medley, Pietro navigates the delicate balance between light and darkness, crafting a musical experience that mirrors the eclipse's fleeting beauty. The composition's undulating dynamics and haunting melodies serve as a vessel for us to traverse the ages, experiencing the myriad ways in which humanity has observed and interpreted this celestial event. So as we listen to Pietro's Eclipse Medley, let us allow ourselves to be enveloped in the mystique of the eclipse. Let the music guide our imaginations through the shadow and back into the light, reminding us of the endless mysteries that lie beyond our understanding, yet are deeply woven into the fabric of our being. Through Pietro's artistry, we not only witness the eclipse, but feel its profound impact on the soul, capturing the enchanting and mysterious atmosphere of this awe-inspiring phenomenon. Now we're going to take another momentary dock at the Harbor of Intromission, and I'm going to extend to you all an exclusive invitation from the archives of Blind Skeleton. For enthusiasts of the past and connoisseurs of the quaint, Blind Skeleton is not just a destination, it's a portal to an era where every artifact has a story, and every melody has a memory. In our collaboration with our colleagues over at Skeleton Brew Coffee, we've penned a compendium that's a must-have for any lover of vintage charm and aromatic brews, the Vintage Lover's Guide to Coffee. This guide is your doorway to the history of coffee, its evolution alongside society, and how it became the heart of conversations, creativity, and culture. Imagine savoring not just the taste of expertly roasted coffee, but imbibing centuries of tradition, tales of coffee houses that were the cradle of revolutions, and the art that coffee inspired among the luminaries of yesteryear. And here's the best part. This guide could be yours absolutely free. Simply by visiting https://blindskeleton.one/subscribe and signing up for the Blind Skeleton email list, you will secure your own copy of the Vintage Lover's Guide to Coffee. It's our gift to you, a treasure trove of stories, brewing tips, and vintage coffee rituals that will transport you to the golden age of coffee culture, along with the golden age of culture itself. So as we prepare to dive back into the melodies that connect us to the past, let Blind Skeleton and Skeleton Brew Coffee enrich your journey with the essence of vintage coffee lore. Sign up, stay informed with our newsletter, and let the Vintage Lover's Guide to Coffee be the beginning of a new, yet timelessly old, adventure. Our final song of the week was chosen randomly by pure chance and serendipity. Peggy Dear is a perfect example of the delightful role of chance in shaping what we discover from this era. Before the careful curation of music libraries and hit parades that we have today, songs were often recorded on a whim. Some became iconic. Others lingered in relative obscurity like faded photographs in a forgotten album. Peggy Dear is one such song. We don't know much about its origins, its composer, or the inspiration behind it. Yet through the serendipity of its recording and preservation, it has journeyed through time to us today. A whimsical reminder that music history is woven with threads of pure chance. We do know the artists who performed the song. Gene Fosdick's Hoosiers, an ensemble emblematic of the Roaring Twenties, captured the vibrant spirit of an era that danced on the edge of modernity. Their style, which was rooted in jazz and ragtime that defined the soundtrack of the post-World War I America, spoke to a society in the throes of transformation. Jazz, with its rhythms and improvisational freedom, was more than music. It was the audible expression of liberation, innovation, and the relentless pursuit of joy. Peggy Dear, nestled within their repertoire, mirrors this ethos of boundless energy and whimsical romance. Though the specifics of its inception remain shrouded in the mists of time, one might speculate that Peggy Dear was a ballad of affection, a lighthearted ode that twirled through dance halls and whispered in the corners of speakeasies. The song, likely named for a muse known or imagined, serves as a vessel for the listener's own dreams and reminiscences of love both lost and found. Through Peggy Dear, Gene Fosdick and his Hoosiers invite us to step back into a world where music was bright, flickering flame against the dark of uncertainty. It was a time when people sought solace and escape in the arts, and bands like Fosdick's offered that sanctuary one song at a time. The Hoosiers' music, characterized by lively brass and evocative woodwinds, the steady heartbeat of an early drum kit, of course, encapsulated the innovation and resilience of a generation. In Peggy Dear, we are invited not just to listen, but to feel, to immerse ourselves in the optimism that defined the 1920s. The song is a reminder that, amidst the whirlwind of progress and change, there is a timeless value in simplicity, in joy, and in the stories we imagined around the melodies that serendipity brings into our lives. So as we prepare to lend our ears to Peggy Dear, let us revel in the surprise of its discovery and the boundless possibilities it represents. Gene Fosdick's Hoosiers, through their spirited performance, remind us that music, just like life, is full of unexpected treasures, waiting just around the corner to fill our hearts with joy. As the final chords of Peggy Dear echo into silence, drawing our journey through time and melody to a gentle close, we find ourselves enveloped in the warm afterglow of music shared and stories told. We've traversed the emotional landscapes shaped by human achievement, celestial wonders, and the serendipitous joy of discovery, each song a thread in the rich tapestry of our shared history. From the spirited anthems celebrating the unity and competition of the Olympic Games, through the mystical and magical allure of a solar eclipse, to the chance encounter with a melody that captures the essence of joy itself, our musical voyage has been one of exploration, reflection, and connection. I wish to extend my heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you for joining me in our cozy digital cottage for this edition of Three Tune Tuesday. Your presence transforms this journey from a solitary expedition into a communal celebration of the enduring power of music to unite, inspire, and to heal. So please be sure to join me again next week for another installment of Three Tune Tuesday. And until then, may your days be filled with music, your nights with stars, and your hearts with the unbreakable bonds of our shared humanity.